Sir, what is your name?
Joshua S. Rosen.
Okay, sir. Could you please tell me who has it?
I do.
Okay, sir. Mr. Neal is going to be conducting your hearing. The Honorable Mr. Neal will be conducting your hearing, sir.
Are you ready? Okay. Good morning, sir.
How are you?
Would you please state your full name and ABC number for the record?
Joshua Daniel Espinoza, 257-329.
Thank you, sir. You appeared for the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency this morning in reference to your community supervision application. I'm going to introduce the board members that will conduct your hearing at this time. To my far right is the Honorable Gail Rittenhouse. To my immediate right is Honorable Michael Johnson, who is the acting board chair. And my name is David Neal, and I'll be the hearing lead today. Also in the room, we have Mr. Brady from the Department of Corrections. He'll also represent the parole office today. So prior to this hearing, you received a notification form advising you of your board hearing. On that form, you were notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a life attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney, sir, or are you representing yourself today?
I do not hire an attorney.
Okay. All right, so this time I'm going to swear you, Mr. Brady, in. Will you solve? You solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you swear from?
I do.
You're hearing the conduction in two phases today, sir. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. Then in phase two, we will determine whether to revoke your community supervision or to reinstate it. So phase one, what I'm going to do is read the two allegations that are on your warrant. And after each one, I'm going to ask if it's true or false, and if you say that it's false, we'll get more information from Mr. Brady, and then we'll talk about it, okay?
All right,
allegation number one is violation of Arizona condition of supervision number three, as demonstrated by your act of changing your place of residence at 1275 West Park Path Boulevard, Tucson, Arizona, on about February 15, 2018, that's by approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Is that true or false, sir?
Yes, true.
Okay, thank you, sir. All right, allegation number two, violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to complete the intense treatment program at the Pima Reentry Center on or about February 15, 2018, as directed on February 2nd, 2018. That's true or false, sir?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, sir. So, based on admissions of Mr. Espinosa, I move to find that he was delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of the supervision, and he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the current way or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Motion by myself, Mr. Neal, second by the Rittenhouse, and agreed by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, we're going to move into phase two of your hearing in a moment, but prior to that, Mr. Brady is going to give us some background information. So stay on the phone, and I'll get back to you in just a minute. Mr. Brady.
Mr. Espinosa, released from UNLC on November 9th of 2017, was arrested on March 15th of 2018 by Tucson PD. He has no new charges. He returned back to DLC on March 16th of 2018. He has a CSED on July 11th of 2018 that reflects 28 abscond days. Current conviction, 2013, promoting criminal contraband, 4 years. 2013, theft of means of transportation, 4 years, 6 months. Prior conviction, 2010, trafficking in stolen property, 1 year. 2010, burglary, second degree, 1 year, 6 months. He has two terms of DLC, the 2 DIR score is a 3-4, mental health score is a 2, substance abuse score is a 2. He's affiliated with the street gang East Side Crips of Phoenix. Prior term of supervision, 2012, TIS release, completed 2 months. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 2003, burglary, second degree, Arizona juvenile probation. 2004, molestation of a child, Arizona juvenile probation, 2007. Marijuana violation, Arizona juvenile probation, 2013. Assault, Arizona misdemeanor conviction probation. Community risk score is G7 to D8.
Thanks, sir. Okay, you just made, you know, go over a summary of your pre-supervision. Seems that you were approved to reside at 814 East 25th Street in Tucson. And then on February 7, 2018, you were accepted into the PRC ITH program at 475 West Arthur Boulevard in Tucson. Changing your residence, and then you were discharged from the program on February 16, 2018, for leaving the facility without permission and you failing to return. Well, why did you leave the program, sir?
I was having issues in my head mentally, and I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. I wasn't thinking about what I was doing, and I left. There was a lot of people there that were kind of getting to me, and I wasn't getting along with some of the people there. And so I took off, just to kind of cool myself, and I didn't return because I had a heart attack recently, a few days after that. But I took off because of the issues I was having there, and my own issues in my head mixed with them.
Where did you go?
Where did I go? Back to the other side of town, just hanging out with my girlfriend.
Okay.
I was living with my girlfriend on our Broadway.
Okay.
That's where I went, was my girlfriend's house.
It shows that you were employed at the AZ Cactus and Tree Service.
Yes, sir.
So
yes, sir.
You worked there pretty much at the old time you were out?
Yep.
Okay, well, that's commendable. Then we get to your programming. I guess you were assigned a task. And you had two, four, six, eight times you were called. We only had two negatives. We had a couple that were referred to submit and one diluted. And then you had positive for amphetamines and THC, positive for methamphetamines, and probably for amphetamine. So you, part of your problem in your head was your drug problem, sir?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay. Have you been sober since you've been back in?
Yes, sir.
So what are your plans to eliminate that part of your life, to get sober and stay there? What are your plans for that?
My plans for that is just having my family back in my life. When I got out, all I had out there was my brother, and I didn't see my mom and dad. My mom and dad moved to Phoenix. I didn't see my mom and dad. I didn't have my daughter really in my life. And towards the end there, I finally got my family back in my life. They finally were coming back into my life. But by then, I was already doing the drugs, and they already had a hold on me. And so now that I've been able to stay clean, I've been able to stay sober, and so now I have my family that's willing to help me and support me out there, so.
Have you, during the time that you have been incarcerated, have you done any, like, NA or AA programming?
I tried to get into it, but the drug I was on this started later, and I wasn't able to get into the AA program, but I was doing it in Narcotics Anonymous, yes.
Okay. I don't see any of my fellow board members have any questions at this time. Okay, so we're nearing the end of your hearing. In a few minutes, the board will go into a discussion to make a determination. But we want to give you an opportunity to give our last statement. Tell us anything else you think might be pertinent for us to make our decision. We just ask that you don't repeat yourself.
Yeah. All right. I have 2 months left. I have 60 days. My biggest thing is I needed to get away, and this helped me a lot. This helped me get away from the drugs, get away from the situation I got myself into. Like I said, said, my daughter is my world, man. She's, I leave her daughter out there. That's my world. And I just want to be able to get out there. I finally got her back in my life the last couple weeks that I was out. And that's my main goal, is just to be out there and support with my daughter. But I don't want to go back to Tucson exactly. I kind of want to go to Phoenix with my parents. And so maybe if you guys could think about that instead of Tucson, if it's even a thought, that would. But I showed consistent work. I showed that I can work out there and stay consistently working. So I just hope that helps a little bit. Other than that, I don't really have. That's about it.
Okay, thank you, sir. The board's going to go into discussion, and we'll be talking amongst ourselves. You may think we're addressing you, but we're not. We're discussing the case. But we ask that you stay on the phone and just remain silent while we're in discussion, and then when we're done, I'll get back with you, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're now in discussion. Well, this is it's interesting, but unfortunate. Mr. Espinosa seems like he's finally got a handle on the idea that he needs to get off the drugs and devote himself to his child, which is very, very commendable. I have some trouble with the abscondos, and I really think that the 2 months he has left would be better served if he's stays incarcerated and participates in some Narcotics Anonymous and maybe some Alcoholics Anonymous programming, make a good plan, talk to his parents about moving up there. You don't have to worry about getting approval from appeal in advance. And there are some very good treatment programs in Phoenix that he would hopefully try to get involved with. So at this time, I don't see him as a good candidate for return to community supervision, but I'll be only listening to any discussion from my board members.
I agree.
Okay. So based on all the information in the number 2018W0471, Mr. Espinosa's testimony, information regarding the corrections in our discussion, I'm going to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Espinosa as he was delinquent, violated the terms of conditional supervision, and had lapses or without lapses in a criminal wage or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, Mr. Neal, seconded by Ms. Rittenhouse, and agreed upon by Mr. Johnson. Okay, sir, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, and like you said, you've only got about, 2 months left. Most of the yards have NA and AA programs going on, and I mean, if they're like it is on the outside, they would accept you in, even if you're not fully into the program, going into the meetings, and at least, partaking of that, which I think would be very beneficial to you. It seems like you've got a handle on it mentally, if that's what you want to do. Breaking the drug habit is pretty hard, but when you get out in July, you don't have to worry about Department of Corrections agreeing to you moving to Phoenix. You can go up there with your parents. There are a lot of good programs up there, and I would hope that you would look into some, because at least into AA and NA programs on the outside, sir. We do wish you best luck, and with an 8-year-old daughter out there, you've got a lot of reasons to stay straight and sober.
Oh, I do. Yeah, okay. I do. Thank you, guys.
All right, and you have a wonderful life, and this will end your hearing, sir.
Could you put your CO3 on the phone, sir? Put the CO3 on the phone, sir. Could you put the CO3 on the phone?
Yeah.